think I want to start by inviting everyone to just look around the circle, because I know this is not normal for you. Thanks for being willing to try this. I think it's lovely to get to look at all of you like this. So my name is Thane. I'm a first-year student at the Chaplaincy Institute of Maine. I live in Belfast. I'm from Western Maine. What else do I want to say about myself? I am someone who is spiritual but not religious. That is part of why I'm at the Chaplaincy Institute of Maine, is to support people like me who don't often have access to spiritual resources. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who identifies that way in this room. That's one of the things I really appreciate about UU's is the multitude of paths welcome here. I'm not a member of any church. I don't plan to be. And I think that as I was thinking about what can I speak to in this church that would be helpful in this congregation, not knowing you all, not being a member of any church, I decided that the most helpful thing I could share is my perspective, kind of as an outsider, but as someone with a shared goal to serve spiritual but not religious people, because that's that could be, I know that a majority of Americans are not affiliated, not members of any particular church. And I think if any congregation wants to grow, that's the group of people that you're aiming to serve. And Kayla has shared that growing is something that you all are interested in and are doing successfully with 12 new members last week. Congrats. That's really wonderful to hear. Quakers and UUs are the only two denominations in Maine that are actually growing right now, which is amazing. And I think it's not unrelated to the fact that you are covenantal rather than creedal, and welcoming of many paths. It's one of the only reasons why I agreed to be here. this is my first sermon. maybe my last, depending on how it goes. So far, so good. Yeah, one of my thoughts about, well, I want to speak to how I understand UUs, which I understand it as a denomination with historically Protestant roots. When I've come to services here, it reads Protestant to me, knowing that not everyone here is a Christian by any means, and that it's much broader than that. But I recognize, I think in the wide world, you all get lumped in with liberal Christians, for people who don't really know more about UUs. And I think what I want to share is really what I would share with any liberal Christian denomination, historically Christian. And any congregation that wants to grow, I think at least half of the wisdom about how to grow a congregation exists outside of it, outside of its walls, in the community outside of it. And I think this time of year shares a lot of wisdom with us about growth. That's what the season we're entering into is. Spring invites us, I think, into the labor that's required before the fruit, into a relationship where our time and attention, our care and trust, trust without certainty of any particular outcome. And I think spring also reminds me that I am not, no one of us is really the deciding factor in whether or not something grows, that there are many agents in the ecosystem. of change and of growth. And that things do grow whether or not we participate in that process. But if you want something in particular, it's best to get your hands in the dirt. And I see the world that we're in right now as potentially reemerging from a spiritual winter. So many of the systems we're facing and the wounds that we're facing as a world come from spiritual wounds, deep spiritual wounds. And whether or not people know it, I think we're all seeking healing from those wounds. Because the majority of Americans exist outside of religious institutions, what I see in that is the presence of major spiritual wounding without a lot of resource for healing. People, I can speak at least to people my age. There are plenty of people who might not even be aware that spiritual community is something that they want. They can't tell that it would benefit them, which is evidence of how deep those wounds are, because humans are rarely better off without community. And most have been given very few tools for navigating their spiritual lives, to even define spirituality for themselves. And then the few like me who have been lucky to find resources for spiritual healing and know that they want spiritual community struggle to find ones that resonate with them and really feel relevant to their lives. A teacher of mine recently used the phrase allergic to church, which I think there's a good many people who would resonate with that. It's part of why we decided to be in a circle today, because there's even being up at the front like this, it's a funny combination between me being up at the pulpit and being in a true circle with you all. And it was a decision, a deliberate decision, to try and interrupt some of the hierarchy that I'm uncomfortable with in the traditional church structures that many churches have. And I know for a fact that that even just the visual of hierarchy is something that keeps people like me, people my age, from coming to places like this. That's how, on the surface, some of these spiritual wounds are. So I'm sharing some of this because I think UUs are really uniquely positioned to support spiritual healing in the wide communities. Just considering the amount of contact you have with our community is a major asset, a major service that you offer. I think to lump UUs in kind of inaccurately with other liberal Christian denominations, I would say that these denominations can't continue to grow and serve their communities without reckoning with the history of spiritual wounding caused by Christianity. And I think the test, I think, into the future of whether congregations will continue to exist is whether or not they decide to share the resources for spiritual healing outside of their attendants, or their attendees, and their members. You have spiritual resource, and the people who need it really badly in addition to you are not here. And I think UUs can actually pull it off. I know you have so much to think about just within a congregation. And I want to invite the possibility of wider partnership. Because again, we're not the only agents of growth in springtime, in growing seasons. Ideally, our gardens also change us. The act of gardening and growing and transforming the world around us transforms us. And sharing resources, sharing vision with a wider community will change you. Because the spiritual community that I need, that many people need into the future, I don't think exists quite yet. I think that's all I want to say. Yeah, I'll end by saying, in this growing season, may we not just wish to transform our world, but also be willing to be transformed as members of it.